U.S. authorities freeze $344 in crypto tied to Iran. U.S. authorities have frozen $344 million in cryptocurrency tied to Iran, according to a Cointelegraph report posted on April 25, 2026. The figure places the action among the larger sanctions-linked crypto seizures disclosed publicly, and it lands in a market that was already trading cautiously, with BTC at $77,575, down 0.4% on the day, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reading 44, neutral, as of April 25, 2026. The Cointelegraph post is the only confirmation circulating at publication time. Official agency statements, indictments, or asset lists tying specific wallets to the seizure had not surfaced when this article went live. Readers should treat headline figures as preliminary until the underlying enforcement filing is published. What the 344 Memon figure likely represents crypto seizures by U.S. agencies typically come from one of three vectors: assets pulled from sanctioned exchanges or OFAC-listed wallets, funds intercepted during a money laundering investigation, or tokens frozen at the issuer level when stablecoins are involved. The 344 Memon figure is large enough that stablecoin freezes are a plausible component. Tether and Circle have both demonstrated the ability to blacklist wallets at the contract level, and both have done so in cooperation with U.S. authorities in prior enforcement rounds. If a meaningful share of the 344 Memon sits in USDT or USDC, the freeze is effectively binary. The token still exists on-chain, but the addresses holding them cannot transfer, swap, or redeem without issuer cooperation. That mechanic is one of the clearest practical reasons custodial stablecoins are not a sanctions evasion tool, even when the wallets sit on permissionless rails. Why Iran-linked crypto keeps showing up Iran has been a persistent feature in U.S. crypto enforcement since 2023, with prior actions covering OTC desks, mining operations, selling power-derived BTC abroad, and front companies routing oil revenue through digital assets. The pattern reflects how heavily sanctioned the Iranian economy is, rather than any unique affinity for crypto. When the formal banking system is closed, intermediaries reach for whatever rail still works, and crypto is one of the few that does not require a correspondent bank. That same dependence is what makes the seizures possible. On-chain forensics firms have spent the last 3 years mapping wallet clusters tied to sanctioned Iranian entities, and U.S. agencies have consumed that work to build cases. The 344 Memon figure is consistent with a multi-year mapping effort finally executing, not a single transaction caught in isolation. The stablecoin in custody read-through for users of stablecoin spending products, the story is a reminder that issuer-level controls are real, and they get used. USDT and USDC freezes have hit thousands of addresses cumulatively, and most of those freezes followed law enforcement requests. None of that affects the day-to-day user spending in a card linked to their own KYC-verified wallet. It does, however, define the limits of what custodial stablecoins are useful for. The read-through for self-custody cardholders is more nuanced. Self-custody removes counterparty risk from the issuer of the card, but it does not remove issuer risk on the underlying stablecoin. A wallet you control can still hold a USDT balance that is freezable. The difference is that you, not a custodian, decide which assets sit in that wallet, and you can move into native crypto or different stablecoins on short notice. Market context crypto prices barely flinched on the news, which is consistent with how the market has treated U.S. enforcement actions over the past 18 months. BTC was down 0.4%, ETH was flat at $2,319, and SOL was actually up 1.1% to $86.57. The absence of a price reaction is itself a data point. Enforcement against sanctioned entity wallets is no longer treated as a systemic risk to the broader market because the wallets in question were not part of normal market liquidity. The political backdrop matters more than the price chart here. The Trump administration has paired a friendlier tone toward domestic crypto policy with continued aggression on sanctions enforcement, and the two threads are not in tension. Industry-friendly regulation at the SEC and CFTC level can coexist with Treasury and DOJ continuing to pursue cross-border enforcement. The 344 Iran seizure fits cleanly into that pattern. What to watch next? The follow-up to monitor is the official filing. If Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control publishes the seizure details, expect specific wallet addresses, the asset breakdown by token, and the entities being charged. That is the document that will tell us whether the 344 Monmaler is dominated by stablecoins, native BTC or ETH, or some mix. The breakdown shapes how transferable this enforcement playbook is to future actions. For now, the Cointelegraph post is the headline. The substance follows the paperwork.